Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
To the radio station that supports you heart and soul.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive. Give from the heart.
Hey, can you believe it already? We are in the winter, and it is our Winter Pledge Drive underway. Exciting day. What an unbelievable response we've seen, too. A lot of heroic giving, and it really speaks to me. It says that you value what Relevant Radio provides and that it's important to you. And I'm grateful for that because you're important to me. I always appreciate spending my afternoons with you. And as we start this pledge drive, I just want to let you know we're going to have great content throughout the day and really throughout the week. So you're going to still get plugged into the most important issues of the day. And you're going to get all that through the eyes of our faith and the teachings of the church. But I know some of you might be wondering what's going on. You know, I know you come to me every quarter for a pledge drive. So I thought today I'd do something a little bit different. Rather than just jump into the news or dive into some issue, I thought I'd invite our chief executive officer, Father Frank Hoffman, to join us. You know him as Father Rocky. You get emails from him. You pray the rosary with him every evening at 7 p.m. when you pray the rosary across America. And he's done an incredible job of taking the helm of this ship and guiding it into really what has been uncharted waters and throwing out the net wide. And I'll tell you what, a lot of souls are being harvested as a result of it. And nobody knows or can forecast the future, but I'll tell you what, I thought I'd give ask Father to come on just to give you a sense of where we are and how important the mission is today. And Father, it's great to have you with us. Thanks for all you do. Thanks for the rosary. Get lots of really great feedback on that in the show here too. So it's good to have you with me. Good afternoon.
Hey, it's great to be with you, Drew. Guess what I did while I was listening to you for the past minute?
I prayed a Hail Mary. I don't know.
Well, I prayed one before. No, I just made my pledge online. Wow. So I went to our app, and this beautiful screen saver came up there, and I clicked on it because this morning I was saying a Patrick Madrid show when they were speaking about this perpetual calendar. I said, man, I want to get mine today. Yeah. And I was thinking before when Patrick's show this morning, I said, I hope he doesn't ask me about the perpetual calendar because I don't know what is a perpetual calendar. But now I do know, right? It's a beautiful calendar with the Blessed Mother, and you don't have to throw it out at the end of the year. And it's so simple to make a pledge on our app. It's like our people do such a great job here. And I wanted to make sure because I've missed opportunities in the past on some of these premiums that I didn't make the pledge on that Monday and I missed that opportunity. So that's what I just did. How about that?
And it was fast and it was easy. Great way to give online. And Father, you know this, and I'll let everybody know as we kick off the pledge. We've got a dollar for dollar match today, just so you know. And that means whatever you give gets doubled. But in addition to that, give online, as Father Rocky just did, you're going to get the Joy of Confession by Father James Kubicki. It's a brand new MP3. You can download it. And as we approach
Was that right? I get that too? Because I did it online?
Yeah, it'll show up in your inbox. You get an email. Click on the link, and you get to enjoy Father
Kubicki. It gets better and better. And he's really good.
Yes,
he's really good.
Yeah, I was talking to
inspirational minutes every day.
Yeah, Maggie says the same thing. As we hear his package run during the show, we're like, man, we really love him. His insights, his gentleness, he's a blessing to the Roland family. Hey, a quick question for you. Maggie and I were talking, Josh and I were talking before the broadcast, and we were just talking about evangelization here and this mission. We come every quarter, we ask for support. And Josh, did you remember what Father once said? You know, he said he and Tom Vorpal once had this great conversation about what's the most effective way of reaching souls. Penny for penny. You know, is it print? Is it television? Is it the internet? And by far, you came to the conclusion it was radio. Okay, can you expand
it's
on
radio
that?
Hands down. Radio hands down. You know, now, I get excited about evangelization because I'm a baptized Christian and I'm a priest and all the rest. But, you know, I used to work in business and I worked for an accounting firm. And so numbers are very important. People want to use their money the best way possible. And the reason radio is so cost effective is because we don't have to provide any fields, cafeteria, libraries, or buildings that you normally have to do with universities, parishes, and schools, right? We just deliver the information right to your car. We don't have to provide for the gas in your car, the heating in your car, the air conditioner, pay the insurance. We're just bringing you information. So last year, we delivered close to 200 million hours of listening, that would be one person listening 200 million hours, or 200 million people listening for 1 hour each. You know, you can do the math. Mm-hmm. For less than 17 cents per person per minute. And when this thing gets all rolled out, Drew, we're going to be able to do about 10 cents per person per minute when we get fully mature. So that's a great reason to support us. And, you know, we're evangelizing. We're reaching out to the people who are not in the church or all the other people out there, because otherwise, how are they going to hear? How are they going to know? There might be people tuning in right now in California or in Georgia, you name it, anywhere around the country, and thinking, like, what am I listening to? Who is Drew Mariotti? Right. Who's his father, Rocky? Right? And then who's Patrick Madrid? Boy, that guy's smart. And they're praying on air. Can you do that? Is that legal? Yes, folks, it is. It's the First Amendment. Might as well take advantage of it while we've got it. So we do. We come to you four times a year, every 3 months, to ask you to make a pledge, make a donation. Today we've got this wonderful matching funds. So, you know, it's like if you could run the 100-yard dash in 15 seconds, and then you would do it in 7.5 seconds. You win the gold medal all the time. If you could do the downhill at 80 miles an hour like they're doing this week in Yangqing, China, you do it at 160 miles an hour. I hope you don't fly off the course. You'd win hands down, right? Not by a second, by a minute. So that's what we do. And the other thing I love is during the pledge drive, beginning every hour, what do we do, Drew?
Pray the Memorare. And Father, would you lead us?
I would be happy to do so. We've been doing this every pledge drive since November of 2006, and the Blessed Mother's interceded for us in powerful ways. So I want to invite everybody listening right now, not only to pray for the success of this pledge drive, but be bold and pray for the miracles you need in your own life, relationships healed, illnesses overcome, whatever it might be, because Jesus said, ask and you shall receive. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of virgins, my mother, to thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen.
Amen. Well, the
Our
Lord
Lady
is...
of Good, H-E-A-L-T-H, health.
Pray for us. Pray for us. Well, I got some good news, Father. And I want to make a personal appeal to everyone who's listening. If you could pick up the phone and join us right now at 877-291-0123 and make a pledge, you're going to help us in this great mission of bringing the rosary and the chaplet and prayer and education and information to you. We just received an email. Maggie was just telling me we just received an anonymous donor, gave a $10,000 gift.
Is that right?
They said, let's start the pledge drive off strong, and they got on board early. So that's what we need to see.
Must have won the lottery.
So that becomes $20,000 thanks to that matching fund.
Yes, it does. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. It's out there. And, you know, this is our moment in history, folks. The United States is still it, right? This is the year 2022. In the 1800s, it was the British Empire. In the 1700s and 1600s, it was the French Empire. Before that, it was the Spanish. This is our moment, right? And that's why it's very important to evangelize with the fullness of the Catholic faith in America today. And our goal is to engage 3 million listeners 5 hours a week. Right now, after 20 years, we've built up head of steam. We've got about 1 million listeners 5 hours a week. We need to continue to grow. We need to stay strong. You know, the next burst of growth is going to take a lot of dedication, hard work. You know, we need to find more stations in cities that we don't serve. We need to find FM stations. We need to expand the platform and the digital profile and social media and all that. All the while, understand that if you don't own the social media platforms, you could be eliminated any time, sometimes not even knowing why, right? So that's very important for us to own the stations and to be able to bring the truth of Catholic faith out there. And God will bless you. God will bless you in a million ways.
You know, you can't outgive God. I've seen that over and over again. And look, I think we need Relevant Radio more than we've ever needed it in this day, in this particular age. You talk about the cancel culture.
Oh, yeah.
Every day you're hearing about somebody who's either being filtered or censored or banned or canceled. And that's part of the genius, Father, of what you, your vision. You're like, you know, if you're on a Facebook platform or you're on some other platform, they can easily shut you down. But if we own our own platform, if we have stations that we can broadcast, then you, the listener, you're going to be guaranteed every day to be able to get truth. You're going to be able to get the Catholic message. You're going to be able to get prayer.
Right.
So important that we support that. And I invite you to join us now. 877-291-0123. We got a break coming up, but Father, why don't you speak to that now?
Sure. Well, one of the great things is when you own the stations and you've got the First Amendment, you can speak the truth without having to worry about sponsors or advertisers or people not liking it. Because if they don't like it, that's okay. There's 150 other stations in your market you can listen to. There's a lot of competition. And, you know, here's the other thing, though. Especially during the Divine Mercy Chaplet or the Family Rosary Across America, nobody wants to cancel those things because we're telling the human story there, right? It doesn't matter what political stripe you might be. Sooner or later, everybody has suffering, right? Loneliness and all the rest, that affects everybody, whether it be illness, and we pray together, right? And that's why I've discovered here that prayer is more powerful than politics.
Amen.
It brings people together. It doesn't divide them. And we want to bring people together because every single human being has something good about them that we can learn from and we can share from and where we can exercise that empathy for their own situation. And that's the approach that Jesus has taught us to take, and the Blessed Mother in a special way. So we're very happy we can do this, that we can, you know, I rejoice, you know, because during the Divine Mercy Chaplet, you know, every day you mention the name of Christ or his passion, you know, dozens of times. Every night when we do the Family Rosary Across America, we mention the name of Jesus Christ at least 53 times. And that's a win, all right? Because Jesus said, he who acknowledges me before others, I'll acknowledge before my Father in heaven. So I rejoice that we can do that. 877-291-0123 is the toll-free number to call. You can pledge safely and securely online at relevantradio.com. Today, your donation will be matched dollar for dollar. You wonder, like, how do we do that? Well, in between pledge drives, there's a group of us who go out there and we try to solicit major donations, which are for growth, right? Buying new stations or paying off mortgages on the stations we've acquired. And those funds are freed up to the degree that we raise them during the pledge drive. So it's a real, like, you know, you've got people who run the ball back from the end zone. You got people who kick field goals, right? You need everybody on that team. You got blockers and tacklers and all the rest. So it's teamwork there.
All right, well, Father, we have to take a short pause. When we come back, let's talk more. If you want to join us, feel free to dial in, 888-914-9149. What's the vision for Relevant Radio? That's what I want to talk about. What does your support do? During the pandemic, we grew, and that spoke volumes, too. Why? We'll give you the answer to that, and we'll talk more. Stay with us. Peek at the inside of what's happening here at Relevant Radio and the great mission that God has set before us. We'll be right back.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio. Connect with Drew on the Relevant Radio app.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, and I want to thank you for listening to Relevant Radio. Welcome to our Give from the Heart Pledge Drive, and a reminder that Relevant Radio is listener-supported. So we're unable to deliver our programming without your financial support. Today only for a gift of $20 a month, our special thank you gift is a beautiful perpetual calendar called My Spirit Rejoices Through the Year with Mary, by author Agnes Kovacs. What a wonderful companion piece to our Miracles, Mysteries, and Mary promotion this year. The calendar offers daily spiritual encouragement, including scripture and reflections from the saints, all focused on our Blessed Mother. Each day, you'll find writings to cultivate your love for Mary and to help you grow spiritually. This spiritual calendar is available today only for a gift of $20 a month to Relevant Radio. And we have a dollar-for-dollar match this hour, so give online now on the Relevant Radio app or relevantradio.com.
All right, thank you, Father. Give from the heart right now, 877-291-0123, or better yet, head over to relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app and give there. Please do give from the heart. You heard that we had a $10,000 anonymous gift a short time ago. With our matching funds, that becomes $20,000. So that's a nice start for the hour. But we're looking for 200 people to step forward this hour. We have about 175 people that we need. So if you can be one of those 175, get a hold of us right now at relevantradio.com or on the app. We have a 100% dollar-for-dollar match, Drew. And yeah, if folks give online or at relevantradio.com, they also get that special MP3 download, The Joy of Confession, by Father James Kubicki. He's got such a gentle way about him. And I know some of the producers in the studio, whenever Father Kubicki is on the air, they call him the phone whisperer, because the phone activity may not be too heavy at the time. And then Father Kubicki comes on and the calls come flooding in. Yeah, so we love Father Kubicki and his new talk, The Joy of Confession. He describes the healing and the joy that awaits you when you're freed from your sins. But this is something maybe we don't think about very often. He also talks about the joy that Christ experiences when we are reconciled to him. So that talk, The Joy of Confession, about a 20-minute talk, that's yours when you give online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app, Drew.
Lots of ways to give. They're all tax deductible. And the great news, Neil, they're going to be matched dollar for dollar today. So your donation doesn't go any further than this. And Neil, I asked for 200 pledges, 25 already in, 26, 27, 28 now ringing in. If you could join me in this hour, let's make it a big hour. Let's start this pledge drive strong. This year is going to be a year we're dedicating to Our Lady. We're going to talk about that coming up as well, but we could really use you right now. So prayerfully consider what you could do. And in your mercy and in the charity and generosity of your heart, if you could call 877-291-0123. And Father, you always say you can't outgive God.
No, you can't outdo God in generosity. We've seen that in the Bible, and if people have tried to outdo God in generosity, they've seen it in their own life, because God continually creates, and he's able to take a little, make a lot out of it. We saw the boy in the New Testament who gave his 5 loaves and 2 fish and fed 20,000. He came back with 12 baskets of food. And his mother said, "Where were you and who are those guys?" "Those are the apostles." And she probably said, "What are apostles?" Mom, have a seat. I'll explain it to you. 877-291-0123. Give from the heart. The bigger the heart, the greater the joy.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, we're asking you to give from the heart. Great rejoin, Maggie. Thank you. I'm joined by our Chief Executive Officer today, Father Rocky. You can join him every night at 7 p.m. for the Rosary Across America, where he calls upon the powerful intercession of the Mother of God. And it was Our Lady that brought me into a closer relationship with her son, and she'll do the same thing. And this year, Relevant Radio has decided to really help you in that same journey. I think you're going to find yourself achieve new heights of holiness through miracles, mysteries, and Mary. A great campaign that we just launched. Father, maybe you're going to fill everyone in on what we're planning.
Well, you know, this was not my idea, and I'm glad to say that, because we've got a lot of people here who have a lot of ideas, take a tremendous amount of initiative, and really it's kind of the overflowing of their own devotion to God and Our Lady, and some of the creative team came up with this idea. Let's do a promotion this year for all of our listeners, anyone who wants to participate. It's called Miracles, Mysteries, and Mary. It's basically a result of what we've learned over the last 18 months. It was about 2 years ago, 18, 20 months ago, that we released my book, Mary at the Crossroads of History. I wanted to release it at the Lenten Luncheon on March 25th, 2020 in Chicago, and we were expecting 500 people to be there, and I was going to give everybody a free copy of my new book, Mary at the Crossroads of History. But then COVID hit. It shut everything down, and I was really disappointed, because I was thinking, man, wouldn't this be great? We'll get 500 books out to these people. They can read about this story, how Our Lady has intervened in history. And then maybe during the pledge drive, we could offer it as a premium, and maybe 3,000 more people will get it. Well, then in May, we offered it as a premium, and I did something without thinking. I said, anyone gets a book, I'll personally sign it. Have you ever signed 3,000 copies of a book? Oh, my goodness. Man. It filled up the whole office in the front room. It took me a whole week to do that, right? So I've learned that way. And then we said, well, what would happen if we offer it to everybody, maybe as a free copy? And, oh, my goodness, we moved like 100,000 of them, just like your Divine Mercy book last year. So we saw that our audience is very hungry to know things about Our Lady. Then this past year, we did something really simple. We took the Pope's letter on the Rosary from 2003, which introduced the luminous mysteries of the Rosary. And we took St. Jose Maria's classic book, Reflection on the Mysteries of the Rosary, and then took something I wrote several years ago about little reflections on each of the 54 titles of the Litany of Our Lady of Loreto. And we put it in a book, put a beautiful picture on the front of it from the Middle Ages. I think it was a Botticelli. And we called it Treasures of the Rosary, and 80,000 people wanted a copy of it. And so our team said, wow, you know, people, they can't get enough of the Blessed Mother. And I said, oh, there's an old saying about that in Latin. It's De Maria Numquam Satis. One of the church fathers said, about Our Lady, you can never say enough or write enough or overdo it. And so they came up with this idea that in the course of the year, there are a number of feast days of Our Lady. Some are well known and some are not very well known because they're local. And let's wind the clock back 60 or 70 years before Vatican II. There were something like 20 or 22 feast days of Our Lady in the liturgical calendar. And it was decided, well, you know, we need to kind of trim that back because it's kind of crowding out the calendar. So they trimmed it back to, I think, about 10 feast days of Our Lady throughout the year. And since that time, it's grown back to like 15 or 16. They keep growing, right? So John Paul II introduced the Feast of Our Lady, Most Holy Name of Mary on September 8th, and then Pope Francis added another one, and that's the way it comes from the Christian faithful. They love the Blessed Mother because she's a sign of joy and hope. She brings us to Jesus, and Jesus gives us hope. So this promotion, you can sign up for free on our website, Miracles, Mysteries, and Mary. And a couple times a month, you're going to get an email, either about a feast day of Our Lady or some story. You might get some beautiful artwork on the Blessed Mother artistic renditions. You might be sent a link to learn more about the Blessed Mother stories of saints. We may even do some little videos or audio things like that. But we want to continue to pass along this good information about the Blessed Mother. The main point here is Mary leads us to Jesus.
Amen to that.
So that's what's going on there.
Yeah, in fact, one of the great premiums, Father, that we're giving away this particular pledge drive is that perpetual calendar you spoke about a little bit earlier, where you'll get these.
Yeah, I just signed up for it.
Yes, right. Yeah,
right before your show.
I picked up
my phone, and I wasn't intending to. I went to our app to see what was on the news feed, and there was the promotion right there. I hit a button, and it just walks you right through it, and I'm happy to do that. 877-291-0123 is the number to call if you want to pledge on the phone and talk to a real human being. And or you can go to our website and be sure to leave your prayer intentions for us. That's a very important part of what we do. We want to pray for him. Hey, did you hear about that miracle last week, Drew?
No,
it was in the Family Rosary Cross Mary.
Me.
Wednesday night, a boy called in from Texas, and he had a couple of prayer intentions for his family. And then he said, and then I'd like to pray that we have a snow day on Friday so we don't have school. I said, well, wait a second. Where are you calling from? He said, call from Houston. I said, a snow day in Houston? Man, you're asking for a miracle. I said, that's why I called the Family Rosary Across America.
So we
prayed for it. Guess what happened? They got a snow day last Friday in Houston. They had an ice storm. Is that amazing?
That's amazing. We often talk about the miracles of Our Lady, right? Snowed in August in Rome.
Yep.
Remember that?
Yep.
So
yep.
Anything's
yep.
possible with God. Well, you can join Father Rocky every evening, 7 p.m. for the Rosary Across America. Pray for those miracles that you need. In about a half an hour, we'll pray the chaplet. And, of course, your intentions, when you leave them with us and you make that pledge, they go into our chapel and they're remembered every day. They are prayed for. They're before the Blessed Sacrament. And we invite you to prayerfully support us in this great mission. So if you can, 877-291-0123. Father, final thoughts for me because we only have about 30 seconds or so.
No, you guys do a great job. You and your team, everybody at Relevant does a great job. Our listeners are awesome. Our Catholic faith is a great gift, and it's great to be alive, you know. So, let's hit that out of the park. Keep growing. Never stop. Never look back. Just keep pushing forward. 877-291-0123. That's the number to call. Pledge safely and securely online at RelevantRadio.com or on the app. And God bless every one of you.
Father, we are in a great spot. We have 109 people that have stepped forward already this hour. I'm sorry, 91 have stepped forward. 109 to go before the end of the hour to hit that 200 gift goal for this hour.
Wow.
Hi, it's Neil Robbins joining Father Rocky and Drew Mariani asking you to give from the heart. We have a 100% dollar-for-dollar match this hour. Not every hour is a partnership challenge hour, but this hour is. So get online at relevantradio.com or on the app and give there, a 100% dollar-for-dollar match. If calling is your only way to get a hold of us, please give at 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. And yeah, like you were talking with Father, the perpetual calendar, My Spirit Rejoices, it goes perfectly this year with what you were talking about with the miracles, mysteries, and Mary that we're doing here at Relevant Radio. The My Spirit Rejoices calendar, it's a perpetual calendar, and I have to admit, I've never heard of a perpetual calendar either.
Yeah, right.
But yes, you can use it year after year after year. It's a beautiful daily flip calendar, perfectly sized for your desktop. And it's just bursting with encouragement from scripture and ideas from the saints, focused on God all day long with a special Marian focus. And 100% dollar for dollar match this hour. And the perpetual calendar is available today only at the $20 a month level.
Oh, okay? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's available today only. So make that gift of $20 a month for the My Spirit Rejoices perpetual calendar. Really beautiful calendar with Our Lady on the front cover of that. So get a hold of us right now on the app, on the website, or 877-291-0123.
So, Neil, you said you asked for 200 people in this hour to join us, to help get a really big jump on this pledge drive, and that's great. First hour of my week with you, and we've got great content coming up, some big news I want to share with you. But before we get into that, where are we right now, and how many more people do we need?
Well, as of a few minutes ago, we had 109 to go, so just perfectly 91. Situated halfway through the hour.
All right, that's fantastic. So if you could help in this hour, I would be very grateful for that, and if you can't, then please say a prayer for us. We're going to pray the chaplet coming up in 30 minutes. But dial in now. Your donation will be matched today, dollar for dollar. All right? It's toll-free at 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. You can always go online to relevantradio.com and make your pledge there. And take advantage of today's only premium, that perpetual Marian calendar. I think you're really going to enjoy it. I'll be right back. Bishop Paprocki is going to be joining me. Stay with me.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
Well, thanks for joining us. Good afternoon. Yes, I promised you content. It's not just all Pledge Drive. We do need your support, though, and I'm always grateful to ask because really all I can do. You know, I love that little soundbite. I don't know if you were tuned in during the break. I heard Ashley Nerona, our network, our Rome network correspondent. And I love her. Great. She and her husband, John, wonderful people. I've spent time with them in Rome. She shared the story of a guy who was anti-Catholic. His radio, for some reason, you know, I'm going to put that in air quotes. I think it was God's providence. It got stuck on Relevant Radio. And when he heard the truth, those seeds of truth were planted, and it brought about a great conversion in him. That's the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And when I get in any rental cars, I always set them to Relevant Radio. I'd encourage you to do the same thing. Maybe do it in your kid's car, your husband's car. One station at least, right? So that they may stumble onto something they hear and will ever change your life. And if you can help us in these final 25 minutes, I'd be grateful. 877-291-0123. That's the call number, 877-291-0123. 0123 or online at relevantradio.com. Let me share with you something, though. There's a lot going on in the church. I thought maybe we'd cover some of that. We've talked about a lot of politics and finances and COVID lately. Over the last week, I've been tracking, how am I going to put this? Let's say I've been hearing voices from leading church figures calling for serious change to the church's teaching. The Cardinal of Luxembourg, he told the Catholic news agency, KNA, that he believes that the church's teaching on homosexuality is, and he said, I'm going to quote him, no longer correct. The church's teaching on homosexuality, no longer correct. Specifically, he says, and I'm quoting him, quote, I believe that the sociological scientific foundation of this teaching is no longer correct, end of quote. And of course, the teaching Is it based on any kind of sociological scientific foundations based on the human reality and the revealed word of God, right? Again, that is the Cardinal of Luxembourg, and he told the Catholic News Agency that. He was joined later in the week by another cardinal, Cardinal Reinhard Marx of Munich, who called for the church to openly ordain homosexuals and to allow for married priests. On top of that, the synod that's taking place in Germany, they voted, check this out, 174 to 30 to pass a document calling for the church to ordain women as priests. Professor Robert George is one of the most brilliant men I know. I have tremendous respect for him. He's from Princeton University, and I follow him on Facebook. He said this on his Facebook page, and I'll quote Professor George. He said, quote, Pope Francis should respond to the German Catholic leaders by, one, thanking them for taking the trouble to share their advice on questions that he and his predecessors, in line with the firm and constant teaching of the magisterium of the church over the course of history, have considered and have definitively resolved. And two, informing them that he's now placing the Catholic Church in Germany in receivership under the authority of CCAM. And CCAM is an acronym for the Symposium of African Bishops Conference, which has been instructed to introduce Christianity to Germany. That's Professor George. Here to join me today is a very respected bishop here in our own country, His Excellency Bishop Thomas Papraki, the wonderful and outspoken bishop of Springfield, Illinois, also known as the Holy Goalie. Your Excellency, welcome back. Good to have you.
Thank you, Drew. It's good to be with you and your listeners.
And let me, before we even talk about this, thank you for coming on and taking these hardball questions and these issues that we're seeing, the confusion that sometimes comes from. You're always so clear on the church's teaching. You always do it with such charity. So I'm grateful for that. Maybe we can address this and jump right into it. We've got two cardinals, something called the Synodal Way in one of the most influential countries in the church, calling for major changes right now to the church's teachings. And that's going to bring a lot of confusion to a lot of people. And I'll ask you directly, are the changes to the church's teaching on homosexuality, are they up for discussion, or is that not even possible?
Well, I think we have to keep in mind that when there's a synod or a synodal process, we're trying to hear from the faithful what some of their needs are. But it's not a poll in order to find out what your preference would be in terms of policy. We have to remember that the church's moral teachings, like especially our teachings on sexuality, are not simply policy statements that can change from one pope to another. These are our teachings based on the person of Jesus Christ and what he taught us. And yes, it is legitimate, certainly, to listen to people and hear what their concerns are, but it is certainly not legitimate in the church to put our teachings up for a vote and the expectation that somehow we can change our policies on these things. So I think it's really unfortunate, and I would say even scandalous, that we have cardinals who are making these public statements, and I think they need to be corrected.
Yeah, I would agree with that. In all charity, homosexuality is the one issue. The other is ordaining women. Now, I know this has come up in the past. I thought that was definitively resolved as well. The changes, the teaching on the impossibility of changing that teaching ordaining women. I mean, maybe unpack that. Let me rephrase that. Explain that. Is it ever possible that the Catholic Church would ordain women? I thought John Paul II put an end to that.
Well, John Paul made a very clear statement on that, and that it's been reaffirmed by his successors, Pope Benedict XVI, and even Pope Francis has made it clear that the ordination of women as priests is not on the table. So in a way, I think not only are these people involved in the synodal way in Germany saying things that are wrong, I think they're giving false hope to people. They're misleading people to think that, you know, if you scream loud enough and you get enough voices that say we shouldn't do this, that the church will change its teachings. You know, so, I mean, the polls show that, unfortunately, the majority of Catholics don't have a proper understanding of the Eucharistic presence, you know, the presence of our Lord in the Eucharist. So, you know,
true.
The church can't say, well, you know what, that's a hard teaching and people don't understand it, so let's modify that teaching. Yes, some of our teachings are hard. They were hard in the time of Jesus. Jesus talked about his own flesh and blood being the Eucharist, and people walked away from him. And Jesus didn't say, well, wait a minute, that was a little bit maybe too hard. Maybe let me soften that a little bit. Yes, we have some very mysterious teachings in some ways, but that's part of the mystery of our faith.
It's a great way of putting it. They are mysterious teachings. My guest today, His Excellency Bishop Thomas Babrocki. If you want to join us, you can get in. I'll open the phones in a second here at 888-914-9149. I'm mixing my pledge number with my studio number. Studio number 888-914-9149. We'd love to hear from you, Bishop Babrocki. Maybe you can explain why. I mean, why not ordain women? There may be some people who don't understand that, and they're saying, "Well, I see other churches and denominations that do it. Why can't a woman ever become a Catholic priest?"
Well, that was explained both by Pope Paul the Sixth, Saint Paul the Sixth, now, and as well as Saint John Paul the Second. That the role of the priest is to be an alter Christus, another Christ, and so really to reflect Jesus Christ, and it was a man, a biological man, but also the sense that as an alter Christus, a priest taking the place of Christ, we have this image, a beautiful image given to us theologically that the church is the bride of Christ, and that makes Christ the bridegroom. So for a man to be a priest is essential because he is the bridegroom and the church is the bride. And, you know, it's not to say that women don't have the abilities or the skills. You know, there are women who are wonderful leaders in their various religious congregations. Some are presidents of universities and Catholic hospitals. Certainly they have, you know, the expertise to be good leaders in the church. But we're talking here about the iconic representation of the priest who is taking the place of Jesus Christ, and the importance of that being a man as Jesus was a man and representing the spousal relationship with the bride of Christ.
Right. My guest today is Excellency Bishop Babrocki. We're taking a look at some controversy that has arisen from Germany regarding married priests and homosexuality and women priests and so much more. When we come back, Your Excellency, I'm going to take a short pause here. Priestly celibacy, I want to talk about that. I know it's a discipline. It's a human law, not a divine law. Will we ever see married priests? If you've got a question, a comment, or you want to sound off, it's a good time to get in. We'll be back with more right after this.
We go there. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
I recently got out of federal prison after 8.5 years. So I do want to thank your station. We found there was about 8 or 10 Catholics in my unit. We used to listen to you during the lockdown. We were locked down from April 1st of 2020 to almost July of 22. You guys were our lifesavers. We had no Catholic Mass, no communion, no confession. And all we had was your radio station, your show, and the other ones, and Father Simon, and we really, and the rosary at night. One guy just started listening to it just before I left, and he's getting ready to go through our CIA.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
I love that miracle moment. Former person who was incarcerated and found Relevant Radio, and here he is, life changed. His buddy in prison with him, not a Catholic at all. He's in RCIA now. That's the kind of thing. That's what happens. The miracles that can happen when you give to Relevant Radio. Hi, it's Neil Robbins along with Drew Mariani. Please give from the heart. We have a 100% dollar-for-dollar match in play, at least for the next 15 minutes or so, dollar-for-dollar match. So get a hold of us online at relevantradio.com, on the app, or by calling 877-291-0123. And Drew, Preston tells us we are down to only needing 73 more people.
Wow.
73 more people to step forward so we can hit that 200-person goal by the end of the hour. 200 gifts. So can you be one of those 73 right now? Dollar-for-dollar match. Jump online. Help us out. 877-291-0123 on the app or on the Relevant Radio website.
Yeah, we don't have a dollar-for-dollar match every day. I want to thank the partnership challenge, those who put the money into that to make that possible. But, yeah, if you could come through right now, maybe make your pledge early. Don't wait to the end of the week, but really help us right now. It'd be fantastic to get a really good jump on this winter pledge drive. Your support keeps us on for the months ahead. And you know, in just a few minutes, about 15, we're going to pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. So what a great way to show your love for God, your love for this beautiful prayer we pray, and for the important message that we bring to you on a daily basis. You know, you're hearing a bishop in the Catholic Church, Bishop Thomas Papraki here, bringing clarity, fulfilling his role as a shepherd and an educator, a teacher, bringing clarity to so many of the confusing issues that people have. I think one of the greatest crises we have in our country today is a crisis of catechesis. I don't think people know their faith. If they knew it, they understood it. They understood the beauty of our Lord truly present in the Eucharist. They understood the power in the sacraments. Our churches would be overflowing. Lives would be conducted differently. We wouldn't be in this period of disorientation. Relevant Radio is shining that light, carrying that torch, helping people, leading the way back to Jesus Christ. And you are part of that. You're the fuel for that fire. Will you help us right now? 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. If 75 people could step up right now and make that pledge, I'll tell you, we'd be very, very grateful.
And Drew, today only we have the My Spirit Rejoices Perpetual Calendar. That is your gift. Again, today only for $20 a month to Relevant Radio. It's a beautiful daily flip calendar, perfect for your desktop. You're going to get encouragement from Scripture and the saints every single day. And you can use it year after year after year. It's yours right now for $20 a month. And your gift is going to be doubled with that 100% match. So jump online, relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app, or give us a call.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see it's getting late, oh please don't hesitate, put a little love in your heart.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, we are in that Give from the Heart pledge drive. Great rejoin, Margaret Mary. I'm calling you by your middle name now. It's good to have you with me, Margaret. Margaret did a great job. And, of course, we could use your support. So keep those phones ringing. Don't forget, you can go online and make a pledge. If you're just joining me, my guest today, Father, gosh, I want to say Father so bad, Bishop Thomas Papraki. I can't speak today. And we're talking about two high-ranking cardinals out of Germany who are calling for some serious changes in church teaching. And His Excellency Bishop Papraki has come by just to bring some clarity. And Your Excellency, thank you. Forgive me for keep calling you, you know, Father. It's good to have you.
That's okay. I'm a spiritual father to many people, so I don't mind that.
You certainly are. I want to get a plug in for your book, too, before we run out, too. I know you've got two books as well. But I want to jump into one other issue because of the pledge drive, our schedule is so amended. We've talked a little bit about the church's teaching on homosexuality, about women being ordained as priests. What about married priests? As I said before the break, you know, I know priestly celibacy is a discipline. It's a human law, not a divine law. And Peter, our first pope, was married, and we've had married priests in the church, especially in the Eastern Rites. This discipline is constantly is coming under attack. Why? And with at some point in the future, do you think we'll see that?
Well, as you point out, there are exceptions to this from the very beginning. As we know, St. Peter was married because the Bible tells us that Jesus cured his mother-in-law. And we have, even today, we have exceptions. We have married priests in the Eastern Catholic churches. And even in the Latin church, we have some cases where Protestant ministers who were married join the Catholic Church and they're allowed to remain married. But we also have to remember this apostolic tradition of celibacy, that when apostles like Peter were called to follow Jesus, Jesus said, you know, leave everything and come and follow me. And so although they were married, they, in a sense, left their spouses. They left their home to be with Jesus. And so there's this sense of a radical call and devotion to our Lord and to his church. And so, you know, a person who is married has a primary responsibility to his spouse and children. And so for a priest, you're calling me father, it's so common to call a priest father. Why? Because he's the spiritual father of a family, and he can't be divided in that sense between his biological family and his spiritual family, which makes so many demands on the role of a priest. So, I think, and again, Pope Francis has affirmed the importance of celibacy as this witness value.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. You know, I just final thought on this. We see division in the church. I mean, the gates of hell will never prevail against it. Satan is always trying to divide. It's his hallmark. I was thinking back to the last great schism. It happened in Germany, of course, with Martin Luther and the so-called Reformation. And there are some people today who speculate or predict another schism to come, once again from Germany. I think it's a long shot, but I don't know. I mean, we're seeing a lot of dissent come from Germany. What's the possibility of the church seeing a schism today? There seems to be so much fracturing and division. Or is that just talk, a couple cardinals, couple bishops? So how do you read that?
Well, I think it's interesting that you mentioned that, because that's been very much on my mind as well. You know, the great Protestant schism that we have since the 16th century originated in Germany with Martin Luther. And so it would seem to me that leaders of the church in Germany should approach questions, controversial questions like this, with a certain amount of, first of all, modesty, but also, I think, with great care and trepidation, that they not be instigating another schism, because, you know, it started with Martin Luther, and it's just then one group splinters off after another group, and you see this constant splintering. Yeah. But in the Catholic Church, you know, the idea is that we are united under Peter and his successor. And so this great sense that we can't just keep splitting off into factions. Yes, it's hard as a family. Any family knows sometimes there's disagreements and you don't get always get along with each other. But we have to try to stay together and stay united. So I just hope the bishops and the clergy and the laity in Germany will be very careful that they not provoke another schism here.
Amen. That we should all be praying for that too. Well, Your Excellency, thank you again for coming on, dealing with these questions, and always being a voice of truth and a real light. You guide so many people. You've written two books. I know your latest one is just out. You want to tell people how they can get plugged into some of your writing?
Sure. So I've written two books through Ave Maria Press. The first one is called Holy Goals for Body and Soul, 8 Steps to Connect Sports with God and Faith. And the second book is more from a running perspective. The first one was more from my background in hockey and faith. The second one is called Running for a Higher Purpose, 8 Steps to Spiritual and Physical Fitness. And both are available through Ave Maria Press, or you can get a signed copy through my personal website, which is holygoalie.net, my nickname. And you think of the goalie in the net, so the holygoalie.net.
Holygoalie.net. Your Excellency, thank you. Thanks for being here. Enjoy the rest of your day. And we're about to pray the chapel, so I'll remember your intentions along with mine when I come back.
Thank you.
Okay?
God bless you.
God bless you. That's Bishop Thomas Poprocki. Say a prayer for him. Say a prayer for the church. Say a prayer for protection. Let's invoke St. Michael in a time when, as you heard His Excellency point out, schism could be a reality. I pray to God it's not, and we should pray for unity, and that's where my heart is at. And I'm grateful to be able to pray with you. We're going to come up in a few moments. I believe so much in the power of prayer. I've seen the fruit of it. If you are a Catholic, but you've not been to church in a long time, I would invite you to come back to the sacrament of reconciliation. I want you to come back and receive our Lord truly present in the Eucharist and see what you are missing. We need unity, right? That's what we really need here. And the beauty of what Relevant Radio does on a regular basis here is bring you these truths. They bring you great bishops like Bishop Thomas Poprocki. We answer some of these hardball questions about homosexuality or women priests or all the other things that you might hear percolating, or some of the confusion in the culture at large. Relevant Radio, I think, is needed by the culture today. It's here to serve the church, to give voice to our bishops and to so many other platforms. I've got to take a short pause. I'm going to be joined by Neil Robb, and then we're going to pray. If you could help right now in these next 5 minutes, I'd be really grateful. I know it's a merciful act. I know it's a sacrifice. I know, you know, we all live within our means, and it can be hard. But if you could maybe make a pledge at 877-291-0123, I know you'll be blessed. Or go online to relevantradio.com. We need you, and we're grateful for you. Thank you very much for whatever you can do.
You only need
50 more people to step forward this hour to hit our 200 gift goal for the end of the hour. Oh, Preston just sent another update. 43 to go. If you could be one of 43 people to step forward, we're going to hit that 200 mark by the end of this hour. It's Neil Robbins here with Drew Mariani. Gift from the heart right now. We have a 100% dollar-for-dollar match for the next, at least the next 5 minutes. So take advantage of it while you can. Gift from the heart at relevantradio.com on the app or by giving us a call at 877-291-0123. And we have a very special gift. If you can come in at the $20 a month level, $240 for the year, we will send you a perpetual calendar. It's called My Spirit Rejoices. It's a beautiful daily flip calendar, perfect for your desktop, and it's got all kinds of encouragement from Scripture and from the saints. It's going to keep you focused on God all day long if you have it sitting right there on your desk. And, of course, that special Marian focus, Agnes Kovacs is the author who put this together, and it's really a treasury to cultivate your love for the Blessed Mother. So we will give that to you for the $20 a month pledge to Relevant Radio, and your gift is going to be matched right now, 100%. So get a hold of us online at relevantradio.com, on the app, or by giving us a call at 877-291-0123.
877-291-0123. Please call right now. Do it before the chaplain if you could. And I love that. We are closing in on that 200 donor mark. Look, this is the very first day of our winter pledge drive. And I know things are tough. I know it can be crazy out there. And I'm so grateful for when you show charity and when you are merciful and when you're willing to sacrifice. We see the fruit of Relevant Radio. We see how it's changing lives. Look, we need it. I really believe we live in a time of great diabolic disorientation. I'm convinced of it. So our kids are confused. Our leaders are confused. You look at what's being promulgated from the media. I mean, gosh, where do you get sanity and clarity? Where do you get direction? Where do you get truth? You get it right here. You get it at Relevant Radio. And if that's important to you, any gift you give right now will be matched 100%. Any gift, large or small, $5 or $5,000, it'll become matched dollar for dollar. So if you could help, we'd be so grateful. The number, 877-291-0123. If you give online too, and that's a great way to give, relevantradio.com or the mobile app, we're going to give you a downloadable MP3 on confession. And I'll tell you what, this is the one sacrament I think Satan hates more than any other because it liberates and frees you from it. And Father Kubicki did such a brilliant job on this. I had an opportunity to listen to it a couple days ago, and I think you'll be blessed by it. So check it out, 877-291-0123. Just a few minutes to get in. It's not too late. We need you. Or simply go online, relevantradio.com. Take advantage of some of the special premiums we have today and today only. Neil?
Okay, 30 to go. We need 30 more people listening right now before we get to the Divine Mercy Chaplet to step forward. Give us a call at 877-291-0123 or to jump online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Be one of those 30 people. Give from the heart right now. Take advantage of a 100% dollar for dollar match before the end of the hour. So many great comments coming in, Drew. One of them that I have here is from a woman who had been away from confession, as we were talking about a moment ago, for more than 50 years. And the Divine Mercy Chaplet with you is what helped bring her back.
Praise God.
So, yeah, 50 years away from confession. And she says she just feels like she had a huge weight lifted off of her shoulders. So, yeah, give us a call right now. That's the fruit of your gift to Relevant Radio. 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. We are moving very, very quickly now down to only 21 people. Wow. 21 more
That's
gifts
great.
To come in before the end of the hour. 20, 19, 877-291-0123. Give on the app or at relevantradio.com. Let's do it.
Yeah, you're so generous. You really are. I want to say thank you. Thank you. All right. Thank you for whatever you do. Do me a favor, too. Leave me your prayer intentions, because not only are they remembered here in the chaplet and in the rosary and in our mass, but they go before the Blessed Sacrament. I know you need prayer. I know we're going to pray coming up in a minute. When you call the call screener or when you send in your prayer, when you make your pledge, leave the prayer intention, and we're more than glad to pray for you in the months ahead. All right. Thank you again. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com.